Any other studies out there that you're really excited to see? Maybe things that are going to be coming out in the next couple of years.
So I know this will probably be public by the time this comes out, but I think we're all interested to see the MYSTIC trial, which we know the press release came out. This is the study that looked at people with a TPS of 25% or higher. And what we saw was that durva plus tremelimumab, a PD-L1 and a CTLA-4 inhibitor, did not beat chemo in that patient population. And I think it just maybe gives us pause. We've been excited about combos just because we've seen such great responses in melanoma, for example, to the CTLA-4 plus PD-1. And we've seen some early phase data, especially out of Matt Hellman's group, looking at, showing some really good phase one responses. But now as we look at these bigger phase three trials roll in, it'll be interesting to see how the details play out. And the fact that MYSTIC was negative, I think, was a little bit of a warning shot across the bow. And again, we have to see, was that all PFS? Was there an OS kind of difference? And again, all the devil will be in the details that we don't have as of today. But as those data come out, it'll be very interesting to see how that trial comes out, how the other PD-1, CTLA-4 combinations come out as well. It's nice to know there are different companies with different agents looking at this. So we have a couple of shots on goal to replicate these data or see how they differ.
Obviously, there's been a lot of attention to that initial press release or data release. And I guess the question is, I mean, it's one thing if the combination doesn't do anything, but is this in some way suggesting that durvalumab did not provide the same kind of outcomes that, for example, you see with pembro? Of course, that was seen with the nivo in the first line situation also.
And that's a really good point. And again, we talked before that I have fairly good equipoise among the three drugs that are approved in lung cancer in the second line, but they are different drugs. And besides that, the biomarkers are very different. The PD-L1 status does not equal PD-L1 status antibody to antibody. And I think that's going to become an important thing to really suss out as well. But I think you make a good point that A, durvalumab may just be a different drug. Secondly, tremelimumab is certainly a different drug. Even in the trials of nivolumab and ipilimumab, we see a lot of differences in the subgroups, even by dose of ipi and dose of nivo. So it's not quite as straightforward, I think. And some of the, again, the devil will be in the details about the dosing schedules and the drugs themselves, along with the biomarkers. So there's a lot of variables at play that, we haven't had to reckon with as single agents, but as we look at combos, it may become more important.